Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I spent the week out here. I'm at TCO Performance Center right now, talking to people about Dallas Turner, and just had a conversation with Jonathan Grenard. And, you know, he said to me this off season that, you know, that Dallas Turner was taking it very, very seriously, the progress he needed to make. And it just takes time for guys at that position because it's so technical. The tackles are so good. They play against, you know, the best of the best all the time, and that it, you know, just needed development from a very, very young player. And I think we're seeing that now. We're seeing him. What John said to me, Jonathan Grenard, was that he's seen him even after plays, like his celebrations when he makes a play. It's not like, oh, I did something, but like I expected to do something, that confidence is growing with him. And this is who he was supposed to be. But, you know, people sometimes act like he was the number one overall pick or something. Like, he wasn't. He was picked 17th. He was a guy that was going to need some time. And I think we're seeing him elevate into at least a starter level type player. And then, you know, I think there's still a lot of room to grow at the old age of 22.
Yeah, that's a reminder that he's 22. I think, you know, there's a combination of a few things, right? Alabama was on TV constantly. The guy was making like seven plays,
yeah,
with other like number one and number two draft choices on the field. That guy was just making play after play, and they gave up a lot, right? And patience and nurturing and just letting people grow into it. Those days are over in fan and sometimes media evaluation. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the game. Just remember, that's ASU's own Jaden Daniels. So he won the Heisman for LSU. That doesn't count. ASU nurtured Jaden Daniels.
I'm glad he's playing. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
More fun than maybe Mariota. So thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Thank you. He's excellent as always, Matthew Caller. Look at this. Right on time for Am I Wrong?
Fans of the Chad Hartman Show, we've made it. We're through another week of Chad's preaching, teaching, and reaching for half-baked arguments. Now it's the time he'll start leeching.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Off of the wisdom, courage, and the inspired resolutions brought forth by the committee.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
This is Am I Wrong?
A reminder, the audience can always react to the Am I Wrong committee. Do not forget, you can chime in anytime you want. 651-461-9226. That's how you track us down. Committee Chair Dave Harrigan, go ahead.
Thank you very much. You can preview those texts right now. Dave, you're so right. Committee, wow, you've nailed it again. Unbelievable work this week, as usual, from the committee.
No.
All
not
visible.
Seeing any of that.
Yeah, no, check the text machine.
Don't
they're
look
on
again.
There. Congratulations, by the way. Your censure from the committee from a couple months ago, finally over today.
Oh!
You're back.
Why was I censured again? Oh, that's right, because I asked you to go on Thursday.
Yeah, you're back in full standing.
I hope the Am I Wrong committee paid attention to Major Garrett, suggesting that if he could have any cookie, he would have an oatmeal raisin cookie, because the non-committee part of the show has suspended Major Garrett from the show for 1 week. He will not be heard next Friday.
I think we really need to look into the stable of guests that we have right now and their food opinions. It was the Monday before Thanksgiving when Chip Scoggins said that green bean casserole was the best thing on the Thanksgiving table. Now today we have Major heaping praise on the oatmeal.
I think it's fair. Maybe it's time to look at the producer who plays a part in selecting these guests.
They were installed long before I was here.
Oh, see. What is Tim Walls in the room right now accepting no responsibility?
Hey, I'll be responsible for the arrests when it happens, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's get going here.
Yeah.
Because committee members Jamie and Robin alerted me to this week.
Never cared for them.
Oh, they're very good, long-standing members. They do a great job. Alerted to me that they actually both work downtown Minneapolis in different buildings. I was wandering around the skyways and checked it out myself this week. Absolutely true. Meet Boston. You familiar with Meet Boston? That seems to be that town's, you know, kind of tourism group folks. They're Explore Minnesota kind of thing.
Are they more legitimate than Meet Minneapolis that exaggerates everything?
I don't know what you mean. I think every number they've given out has been steeped in research and honesty.
No. They're all incredible exaggerations.
Anyway, Meet Boston, they're kind of blanketing the downtown skyway system right now. You got the billboards in the skyway system. Some just the plain billboards. Many are the digital billboards.
I haven't spotted them yet. I have not been wandering around the skyways this week.
You need to do that. They've been up for
I'm like one of those
Dayton
guys who just thinks we should all walk outside and get rid of the skyways.
Please.
One of the dumbest ideas ever.
It's below 30 if you'll find me in the skyway. Exactly. Anyway, they're trying to lure Minnesotans to their town. They're trying to get us to take a trip out to Boston. Sounds great. In the summer.
Yeah, this isn't when I'm going.
That's kind of the issues. A lot of these ads, they're very specific to this time of year, to winter tourism, suggesting it is the greatest place for Minnesotans to enjoy a nice winter long weekend getaway. I think we all know Boston. They've kind of got that little brother syndrome. You know, we can't be New York, but still, look at us. Look at us. We're great, too, trying to compete, even though we know they can't. But this is beyond ridiculous to the committee. Beyond. I don't know the exact winter patterns of Boston, but I'm fairly certain it's not Cabo. It's not Cancun. It's not Miami.
Yeah, it's
not Orlando. It's none of it. When it's 15 degrees here and you've got 30 that you're boasting about in Boston, oh, big draw. Bottom line, the most irrationally self-important city in America has never been more pompous than they are at this.
Am I wrong?
Well, it's almost like if you're a shock jock talk show host and, you know, have a show in Minnesota and you have people go across the globe to another very cold climate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could maybe lead a trip and you could take them to some warm weather. But in December, you know, you take them, I don't know, maybe Austria.
The Alps.
Yeah, the Alps.
Nice.
You know, because, I don't know, you don't see any cold weather here. Yeah, Boston, well, but here's the thing. Is you might be the pot calling the kettle the pot, as you like to call it, where you'd say to Boston, if they're advertising in the summer, hey, why would we ever leave Minnesota now? This is the time you want to be in Minnesota in June, July, and August. So, Boston, get back to us. We don't want to go to Boston in the heart of summer because it's so beautiful here.
Are you saying you'd prefer to walk the Freedom Trail when it's 25 degrees and sleeting?
No, I'd rather go in the summer. I would much prefer it in the summer. Yeah. I think there's today. You know what Boston is? They're believing in what Donnie's saying, that Minnesota's been taken over by fraudulence, and we can't even leave our homes. We're so terrified. We're locked in our homes, and the only way we can get out is to drive straight to the airport and go right to Boston. That's it. Have you been to Boston?
Yeah, a couple times.
What'd you think?
Very enjoyable as a town. The food's too expensive.
Well, you believe the food is too expensive everywhere.
That's true. I do. Right. But the seafood specifically, having been to Portland, Maine, and enjoying very reasonably priced and unbelievably good fresh seafood right on the docks, and then going to Boston, like, the seafood, I mean, the Italian on the east side is incredible.
Yeah.
There's many other parts of the town that have incredible food, but the seafood
Boston's
part of it,
great, and it's immensely better than Portland, Maine. Get out of here. I mean, honestly.
If you're going for seafood,
Vermont,
go to Maine. It's incredible.
Rhode Island, all shouldn't be states. They can just combine into like Massachusetts. Unnecessary
You won't
states.
Even give them their own name. You're just going to...
No. No. Why? No. One Dakota and like six Californias. So that's how we'll make up for it.
That's fair. That's actually very fair, that
Thank
part
you.
Of it. A new survey shows that the average allowance for a kid these days has reached...
I'm glad... Thank you for getting this. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you. Don't step on it. Start again. A new survey shows that the average allowance for a kid these days has reached $52 a month. So over 12 months, a little over $600. Not only that, parents today are shelling out cash for chores. For instance, these are your averages, about $9 to keep their own room clean. $8 if you work the vacuum for a little bit. A visit from the Tooth Fairy, you're averaging about $9 now. And this is the committee's personal favorite. The charge for a child to be polite to a guest in their home.
What?
Yes, that's right.
What?
Parents are paying children,
oh
their own
God.
Children,
Take
to
the
be
kids.
Polite to a guest in their home. That charge, we're looking at $10.
God.
And my fellow millennials want to know why their kids are growing up spoiled and we're flat broke. I've never been more ashamed of my generation. Sure, we can blame the boomers. We can blame the boomers all we want
not
for
me.
Keeping the wealth, not selling their homes, keeping their jobs. But you know what? We got to look at our own ridiculousness because this is unbelievably absurd.
Am I wrong?
Okay, where do I start? First of all, if you're a parent now or a recent parent, what was your allowance? What did you give the kids? Text me right now, 651-461-9226. I'll tell you what I gave. Nothing. Did I occasionally help them out when they needed some cash? Yes.
Sure.
Weekly?
Want to do a movie? Here's $10.
Every week, here's what you're getting. Zero. I didn't do it.
You didn't pay them to clean up their room, Chad? That wasn't just expected behavior?
That was expected behavior.
Oh, interesting.
And I wasn't paying them to do it. And sometimes they would get very mad, and sometimes they would then go to mom's, and I would get mad about that. But no. Like
neighbor Bill came over. You didn't slide him a 10 not to call him a SOB when he showed up?
No. I mean, what kind of awful give-up parent are you if you're paying your children to show some sort of courtesy to people who are coming to your house? Now, we know and we've covered these before, including the legal issues where sometimes the parent is trying everything, and there are extreme examples. So in the really extreme, where I need to know the circumstances, I guess, maybe. But in the main, you are literally giving your kids $10 because you're good friends in life or you're having a get-together.
Granny's coming
and
over.
And so the kid doesn't tell them to bleep off. You got to pay him off.
And keep in mind, these are averages, Chad. That means half of the people are going over $10.
What capitulation is that? Are you just in the fetal position? Are you that inept of a parent? Paying your kid to not be a jerk. Again, if there's health issues, if there's some intellectual challenge and behavior, that's different. But come on.
Can we paraphrase a local philosopher who once said some very sage words in this very market? Some parents run their house, Chad.
God.
Some parents run around their house.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're at, you know, your friend's house, and I don't know if it's the daughter or the son, and they're acting up, and then, here you go, here's $5. Knock it off.
Yeah.
get up and leave if that happens. I mean, no.
Take the kid with you, too.
Yeah. Yes, you lose. You know what this is? This is another category of a gots-to-go situation.
Gotta go
out of Minnesota. If you're paying your children to act nice, get out of our state. 651-461-9226. React to that. Do you pay your kids to act nice? Please defend yourself. What are you offing up for allowance? And just keep chiming in. Right here, we're in the middle of Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I receive $5 every 2 weeks, which was Dad's payday. Well, that's a tough situation. If Michael Lindell came over, I would give $20 just for him to be there causing trouble. Now, that would be, I wonder how many people have actually in that opposite situation have paid their kid just to be a jerk. Let's say it's mom's friends. And you're really not friends with these ones, and you really are really hoping they'll never come over again, and you give your daughter, you know, here's $20. Just cause an incident, please. That'd be creative.
Maybe you do that as the divorced dad who knows the kids are going to be with mom this weekend, but mom's having a party.
That's fair.
Hey, $20, raise a ruckus.
That's tremendous. I applaud that. What's next, committee?
Oh, we got some news this week out of Japan.
Oh, yeah. We got
big scientific project was done. Found out that kids who have dogs show better mental health, fewer social issues, fewer thought problems, delinquency, and they also show greater empathy as teens than kids who grew up without a dog. Obviously, there could be many reasons for this. Researchers focused, however, specifically on the tummy, the gut.
The tummy.
Yes. Sharing of microbes with those pooches.
Yep.
That's right. Science telling us it's not because the kids grow up learning to love, nurture, walk, feed, and care for Fido. It's that a child learns empathy and develops into a loving human because of gut bacteria.
Just
gut bacteria.
Ridiculous.
The committee does want to say that we are typically believers in science.
Yeah.
Science proponents.
Hey, thank God that committee took away the Hep B vaccine, you know.
This committee.
I'll sleep better now.
This committee does not agree with that committee. This committee is believers in science. But this time, someone needs to step up. We need to tell big science. We're trying a little bit too hard on this one. Let's sit it out.
Am I wrong?
It's among the dumbest stories of the week. Your belly is the reason. No. You have a dog. You learn to unconditionally love your dog, except if you're Adam and Jordana. Then you really don't care for your dog and are baffled why you have a dog. Okay? Those dog haters that they have three dogs between. No, it's the learning to wake up early with the dog, be with the dog when the dog's going through health issues, enjoying your time with the dog when the dog's amazing. like almost every dog is. It's not your belly. You know, it's maybe that you're laughing from your belly because the dog is so great. But these scientists, if they come to Minnesota, they also have to leave.
They're gone.
They're
right back to Japan.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Lindsey Brown potentially could be removed from the state, too, for some of those takes she's had lately.
Oh, that's tough.
She's on borrowed. No, she, you know what she's on? Double secret probation.
Double secret. Triple secret, maybe.
When she shouted out that Adam was wasting a glass of water because he did an AI thing. Okay. Okay. Like, that was the tipping point for civilization right there. That one AI thing did. Boom! There we go. You. I see you over there.
One more committee member, Sharon, was telling us last night, very excited. The grandkids are coming over this weekend, and they're going to be baking some holiday cookies, Chad.
I just had chocolate chip cookies yesterday. Just because they're made in December doesn't automatically make them a holiday cookie. And it was just a chocolate chip cookie, right?
You know what? A chocolate chip cookie, a plain chocolate chip, deserves every spot on that holiday cookie platter as the spritzes and snickerdoodles and whatever else you're making. Anyway, this is to say, as we were discussing what she was looking forward to, baking with kids stinks. It's the worst.
What?
There's flour everywhere. You get the sprinkles out, they end up either in their hands, and then you got...
What kind of house do you live in? It's got to be just completely spotless.
Yes, it's
the
worst.
Entire time.
Sprinkles on the floor. Everyone's a mess. The entire kitchen is a disaster.
Too,
you have... somebody is no doubt crying by the end of it because the sibling used too much of the blue frosting when they wanted the blue, and now they have to use the green. And why do I have to use the green when everyone now is going to think I like green,
so
but I don't like green? Baking with kids stinks. We shouldn't do it.
Am I wrong?
Sounds like some bad parenting happened at the Harrigan house to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.